I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Recently, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, arrested 232 people in Northern California over 4 days. But ICE says the number of arrests should have been higher, like 800 higher. The agency's acting head, Thomas Homan, blamed Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf for that. Homan blasted Schaaf for issuing a warning to residents ahead of the ICE operation.
What she did is no better than a gang lookout yelling police when a police cruiser comes in the neighborhood, except she did it to the entire community.
California is a so-called sanctuary state. That means authorities there choose not to cooperate with the federal government to enforce immigration laws. ICE is also facing criticism from within its ranks. An ICE spokesman in California, James Schwab, recently quit over what he said were misleading remarks by top ICE officials. And the situation has highlighted how ICE is changing under the Trump administration. The World's Marnette Fedaris is here to explain. Marnette, what were the misleading remarks that James Schwab says led him to quit?
So James Schwab is the former ICE spokesperson who is disputing this 800 figure. It's not just Acting Director Thomas Homan that's mentioned this figure. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, in a speech here in California, said that ICE failed to make arrests that could have been made if it wasn't for the Oakland mayor. But James Schwab basically argues that while the agency had about 1,000 people on its target list, there was no way that they could have gotten to all those people. During these types of special operations, only a portion of the target list are actually arrested. So he felt that to say the mayor's warning let 800 people get away is just not true. There's just no way to know that. But the agency still says that the mayor's warning did make an impact and that ICE agents actually arrested a lower percentage of people in comparison to other operations that they conduct.
We know that ICE has been making more arrests under the Trump administration. Is that because ICE tactics have changed?
Yes. So there's been about 30% more arrests this fiscal year, 2017, compared to the previous year. And that's without the agency increasing the number of agents that it has on the field. So those who study these numbers believe that the agency has been able to do this by increasing the number of arrests made for people who don't have criminal histories except for their immigration violations. I actually talked to Doris Meisner, who is with the Migration Policy Institute and is a former commissioner for the agency that's the precursor to ICE and Border Patrol, and she describes the agent's tactics.
If, for instance, they find somebody who does have a criminal background but who didn't comply with a former order of deportation, they are now typically asking other people who might live in that same building or who might be working at a similar place to tell them about their immigration status. That would not have been happening a year or two ago.
Marnette, ICE officials characterize the group who were not arrested in this latest operation as a security risk. But it's a little more complicated than that.
A lot of the folks that are on these target lists are people that have been convicted with crimes. But a lot of the times, ICE will also arrest people whose only violations is really their immigration violation and not so much being convicted of felonies and that sort of thing. Under the Trump administration, it seems that anyone who is considered removable, whether or not you have a criminal background, is subject to be arrested. I think it's safe to say that it's pretty concerning for immigrant advocates. The kind of rhetoric that's coming from high-ranking officials, including acting director of ICE, seem to be really focused on talking about immigrants as public safety threats.
Now, the head of ICE and Attorney General Jeff Sessions have been attacking Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf since the recent ICE operations there. How do you think that's going to play out? I mean, what does it mean for ICE in California?
It seems likely that these kinds of operations will keep going. So part of what ICE has always argued is that these sanctuary policies force them to go out into the neighborhoods or to go to workplaces because they can't do their work in county jails or prisons, which is what sanctuary policies actually try to minimize. Of course, on the other side of that argument is that local law enforcement and jurisdictions say that they can't do their jobs if residents feel like they're working with immigration agents. So both sides seem to be pretty set on these positions. And I think that people are worried and are basically bracing themselves for more of these types of special operations.
That was Marnette Fedaris with our Global Nation Desk.